she said that.
Tenakuto?
Yeah.
My name is Paxi. I have had the privilege to either have worked with you or have interviewed you. Thank you for that. It is because of your love for your family and the love for your community and the love for this land that has put you on a purposeful work. And because of your work and the impact of your work, is why we are around this table, being connected. And so this is a small group that's connected. On Friday, we expand that circle. And that circle is connected to a global network of women. And it's not an organization, there's no membership. It's women I've interviewed, have extensive conversation with in 30 different countries, so hundreds of women. So Britt spoke a little bit about when we launched. There were hundreds of people in attendance, men and women, children, at UCSB, where I'm affiliated with as a senior fellow. More importantly, 40 people from the 150 back then women who I've interviewed flew in from 8 different US cities. 2 people from ABC Television Networks, Emmy Award winner, Nobel Peace Prize nominee, Women Hall of Fame, or Women inductee, you name it. Myung was there. She's the leader of the US Brain Initiative. Incredible, incredible women. And so we had a representation from 5 different continents. I didn't ask for them to come. They just, out of themselves, you know, took a week off, paid for their own trip, arrived. We had representation from China, Brazil, the Netherlands, and from Aotearoa, Terry and Britt. And so that's kind of how it all started, and it's true. We had a meeting at middle school, a junior high, I believe. A MacArthur fellow friend of mine runs the school, and they're in education, so I thought it would be a good connection. We were waiting for the Uber a few minutes. We had a week-long event. Really didn't have a lot of time to catch up. So Women of Impact Aotearoa was born in the parking lot. And a little over a year. And of course, it wouldn't have happened without the country that adopted me, the United States of America, and the fine people at the US consulate, Mara, mm-hmm. Natalie, Jethro, Jethro and Jethro and Jethro, and Caitlin. And I'm so grateful. I know I'm not answering your question, but how I serve is... I think this is how I serve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't help it. So I hope you also, I leave you with this, and that is, I hope this is the beginning of lifelong relationship, like it happened here. Today we had a closed session with the women who traveled in, and it happened again. It's like magic. I didn't expect Myung, because she's doing something that's kind of like out of this galaxy. How can we help her, right? Yeah. Just by being sweet and supportive. But it happened. Yeah. Your mom had an idea, and today already, they arrived yesterday. 30 minutes ago, they connected, and they have a pilot program in place to help health, brain health for young children here in Aotearoa. And it's like magic. And so I leave you with this. I hope this is the beginning of a lifelong relationship with one another, for your personal and professional goals that you will be reaching, and that this program may be as transformative as it has been for me. But most importantly, you have to be really careful what you discuss in a parking lot.
Yeah, we were actually at St. Luke's the other day, like, don't talk, don't talk.